Let us pray. Father God, in Jesus' name, we need your help today. Would you help us? We need you every hour. It is our desire. Help us, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Anyone desire to minister today? Give exhortation to the saints. All right. Anyone want to expound on Ephesians 5, 20, 21? Okay. All right, brother.
I've always been one that has been actively moving around. And I haven't had much sickness or pain in my life. I've had times to where not much. And so here probably about 6 months ago, my hip, man, I get up in the morning and felt like I had a dagger in it, my right hip. And so if you notice, I quit running. And if you notice now that I started running again, and I just thank God for that. It's amazing because when I went to bed the night before, it had a dagger in it, you know, and I just walked around and worked through it. And that morning I got up and I went to the bathroom and I came back and I sat down. Usually I hobbled to the bathroom, and I came back to the room and I sat down there. I spread my books out and I got to thinking, did that happen? So I got up and I went back to the bathroom and I walked all right, you know, and it's just God. He is a healer.
Hallelujah.
You know, I still got a little twinge of pain, but it's nothing like it was. Nothing like it was.
Hallelujah.
And I just want to give God all the glory because I was thinking, well, one morning I got up and I couldn't walk. I could not walk. And that lasted for about 30 minutes. And I said, Lord, am I going to have to do this? And about 30 minutes, I got up and I went to the bathroom. So many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver us out of all of them. I'm certain, and that's been my experience. I'll be 70 years old come February, and that's been my experience. He's all that we need. He's everything that we need, and he's going to get us through whatever we're going through right now. He promised to finish the work, and it's his work, you understand? It's his work. Whatever we're going through, it's his work, and we don't want to give the devil no credit. You know, the Lord is just taking us through. To God be the glory. To God be the glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right. Beautiful testimony.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, God is a healer. I know for myself. You know him to be a healer and a deliverer, a faithful and true witness, a provider. Huh? Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
A shield and a buckler.
Yes, brother.
Praise the Lord, saints.
Hallelujah.
All right, let me read for a while. All right. Jeremiah chapter 5. Run ye to and fro through the streets of Jerusalem, and see now and know and seek in the broad places thereof, if ye can find a man. If there be any that executeth judgment, that seeketh the truth, and I will pardon it. And though they say the Lord liveth, surely they swear falsely. O Lord, are not thine eyes upon the truth? Thou hast stricken them, but they have not grieved. Thou hast consumed them, but they have not refused to receive correction. They have made their faces harder than a rock. They have refused to return. Therefore I said, surely these are poor. They are foolish. They know not the way of the Lord, nor the judgment of their God. I will get me unto the great men and will speak unto them, for they have known the way of the Lord and the judgment of their God. But these have altogether broken the yoke and burst the bonds. Wherefore a lion out of the forest shall slay them, and a wolf of the evening shall spoil them. A leopard shall watch over their cities. Every one that goeth out thence shall be torn in pieces, because their transgressions are many, and their backslidings are increased. How shall I pardon thee for this? Thy children have forsaken me, and sworn by them that are no gods. When I had fed them to the full, they then committed adultery and assembled themselves by troops in the harlots' houses. They were as fed horses in the morning, everyone neighed after his neighbor's wife. Shall I not visit for these things, saith the Lord? And shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? Go ye up on her walls and destroy, but make not a full end. Take away her battlements, for they are not the Lord's. For the house of Israel and the house of Judah have dealt very treacherously against me, saith the Lord. They have belied the Lord and said, it is not he, neither shall evil come upon us, neither shall we see sword nor famine. And the prophets shall become wind, and the word is not in them. Thus shall it be done unto them. Wherefore, thus saith the Lord God of hosts, because you speak this word, behold, I will make my words in thy mouth fire, and this people wood, and it shall devour them. Lo, I will bring a nation upon you from far, O house of Israel, saith the Lord. It is a mighty nation. It is an ancient nation. A nation whose language thou knowest not, neither understandeth what they say. Their quiver is an open sepulcher. They are all mighty men. And they shall eat up thine harvest and thy bread, which thy sons and thy daughters should eat. They shall eat up thy flocks and thine herds. They shall eat up thy vines and thy fig trees. They shall impoverish thy fenced cities, wherein thou trustest, with the sword. Nevertheless, in those days, saith the Lord, I will not make a full end with you. And it shall come to pass, when ye shall say, wherefore doth the Lord our God all these things unto us? Then shall thou answer them, like as you have forsaken me, and serve strange gods in your land, so shall ye serve strangers in a land that is not yours. Declare this in the house of Jacob, and publish it in Judah, saying, hear now this, O foolish people, and without understanding, which have eyes and see not, which have ears and hear not. Fear ye not me, saith the Lord? Will ye not tremble at my presence, which have placed the sands with the bound of the sea by a perpetual decree, that it cannot pass? And though the waves thereof toss themselves, yet can they not prevail? Though they roar, yet they cannot pass over it. But this people hath a revolting and a rebellious heart. They are revolted and gone. Neither say they in their heart, let us now fear the Lord our God. Neither say they in their heart, let us now fear the Lord our God, that giveth rain, both the former and the latter. In his season, he reserveth unto us the appointed weeks of the harvest. Your iniquities have turned away these things, and your sins have withholding good things from you. From among my people are found wicked men. They lay wait as he that setteth snares. They set a trap, they catch men. As a cage is full of birds, so are their houses full of deceit. Therefore they are become great and waxen rich. They are waxen fat, they shine, yea, they overpass the deeds of the wicked. They judge not the cause of the fatherless, yet they prosper in the right of the needy. Do they not judge? Shall I not visit for these things, saith the Lord? Shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? A wonderful and horrible thing is committed in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests bear rule by their means, and my people love to have it so. And what will you do in the end thereof? All right. I would pour out my heart a bit. I've got written here my lamentations. I've got, you know I do. I lament my own depravity and resistance to God. This old flesh is weak. I lament the discord and division among the saints that hinder true fellowship and true worship. I lament that all the time. I lament that lack of fear of God. among us, I do lament of our unwillingness to come together. I lament the lack of desire for lawful striving. These are some of my lamentations. These are the things that I lament about. Dialogue, that means talking. If a couple would go to a marriage counselor, they first have to get them talking. Usually when they go, they have to agree, well, we'll go, because they're not talking to each other. Because the more they talk, the farther away they get, so they quit talking. When they get to the counselor, you know what he does. If they ain't gonna talk, he can't work with them. So when people won't talk with you, they're saying, I don't want to work with you. We have to have dialogue. Not to deceive, but to come together. We must have dialogue. And I lament because some just don't want the dialogue. We must talk. We must talk to God. We must hear him when he talks to us. It's part of the maintenance of our relationship to have dialogue one with another. So I'm pouring out my heart to you, confessing my faults, asking for your prayers, for your support and fellowship. I love fellowship. I mean, true Christian fellowship. I like friendliness and kindness, courtesy. I don't like coldness and estrangement. You know, when the wife and the husband didn't talk, they are estranged. When you and I are not talking, estranged. When God and I are not talking, or when he talks and we don't listen, estranged. So we need dialogue. It's very important. So God does talk to us. You know, we have the scriptures. We have the preachers. So God does talk to us. And he wants us to hear because he's given us ears to hear. But that requires a willingness. Now, because we can hear doesn't mean we will. That's why I'd say he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. That means that it requires a willingness or a consent. Yes, I will hear. What should we hear? We should hear what the Spirit said. So I truly lament this lack of desire to have dialogue. Because as long as we don't, we're going to be estranged. And that's not our purpose. We're not to be estranged. We're to have sweet fellowship one with another. That is why we're here. I will not back off of that. We have no other cause to prevent us from coming together in close fellowship, especially this season. And I lament, no matter what you think, I'm telling the truth. It concerns me that we cannot have this sweet fellowship. You know, lay aside all the superfluous stuff, all the stuff that really don't matter. There's no reason why we people here can't come together and worship God. So I lament. I'll admit when I look around the tabernacle and there's just a few. But I rejoice because of the few that are there. I'll admit when I look around and certain folk aren't here. But I rejoice when I look to see that you're here. See how that goes? We've been told, and it's true, that this Christianity is more response. You know, how we react. So my prayer, and hopefully yours, is help me to respond righteously. Because we can't do much about anything.
Yes.
We can complain, not right though.
Right.
We can disassociate ourselves and be estranged, not right though. There is a righteous response though. For each of us. So my prayer is that we would each seek that righteous response and follow after that.
Yes.
Concerning all the situations here, I believe, like Brother Spencer, all the faithful ones say that, yeah, God's going to finish it. I don't believe that the place is going to be torn down or destroyed. I don't believe that. I believe we're going to have to work, though. I believe we won't be able to sit on our laurels. We can't do that and get in the kingdom. So, yeah, God's going to preserve the place, but through us, you know. He's going to work through us. We have to be yielded, willing. And we can't do that being estranged and separated from each other. Because we're not independent.
Right.
We're body.
That's right. Amen.
So for us to be successful, that's how we have to operate.
Right.
As a body. We'll have to realize that all these other things is the enemy trying to separate it. No matter how much we elevate it.
Yeah.
You know, it's not as important as us dwelling together in unity and working together for the cause of Christ. It's not. Anything else is deception. There's nothing more important than us having our souls saved and go be with the Lord. What shall it profit a man if he be concerned about all these things that we let separate us and lose his own soul? So there's nothing as important for us to do that. But you see, the enemy's, he's targeting that, huh? Endeavoring to divide.
Yes.
He likes to cut the weak ones out.
Right.
You know that, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, when the wolf comes, he don't go for the strong and the fast.
Right.
No, he see them running and he look for the one lagging behind.
Yeah.
And he cut out that weak one and devour him.
Yeah.
Of course, our response is, you know, they have to be tailored to us. Everybody know about most of the situations going around here. I don't have to say, do I? But let me try to say it this way. The most critical thing going on is the division. And all the other things fall under that. And we can, you know, work with the other things, but what we have to do is be united. That in Christ. We have to figure out that nothing should come. Would you let the Spirit convince you? You know, we would have to have the dialogue. I don't know what's so hard about someone wanting to have honest dialogue with a brother. I mean, who can I go to if I can't go to you? You're my friend, my family. I know I can go to the Lord, but, you know, he gave me you too. And we do have a responsibility to each other. We are to serve one another and by love. Yes, we are. So maybe Charlene ran out on me. Maybe her reaction, her response is not the same as mine. Depend on, you know, where she is in the body. You know, what God has given her, where he's placed her. But we all have a righteous response to all this that is going on. There is a righteous response. This is very critical when I say righteous response. Because the things that you've got in your heart and mind to do, if God would have you to do them, it won't prevent you from doing them decently and in order. If we have to do them not decently and in order, then it's not of God. And that's what we have now, things being done not in order. You know, without any dialogue, without any consultation, without any authorization, just, well, I'm going to do this. Well, just not one person now. This is what we have going on here. Yeah, there's many. The ones that are not here, they're doing it on their own because the instruction is, come on, let's gather. Yeah, that's God's instruction. I say that, but by the Holy Ghost. See what I'm saying? And folk that are not here, are they're AWOL. That means away without authorization.
Absent without leave.
Absent without leave. That's what it means.
Yes, sir.
And you can go away, but you need a pass or some authorization. But if you go away and you don't have authorization, you're absent without leave.
Yes.
And that's what we have here. We have soldiers, and we are soldiers, understand.
Yes, right.
that are AWOL. And that's treacherous when we have a war, they have soldiers that run off. If they stay a certain length of time, they're called traitors. Treacherous. But of course, no fear of God, that don't matter to folk. If we had a fear of God, we'd love and serve one another. Huh? If we operate in the fear of God, we walk in obedience. When I turned the radio on this morning, I heard obedience. Did you hear it? Y'all know what that is, huh? Let me tell you, do what you're told. No? Yeah, that's what obedience is. Well, how many are doing that here? Huh? Come on, somebody talk to me. Not much of that going on, is it? Hallelujah. Yeah, I heard the man talk about obedience. He said, we need faith and hope to obey. That's what it says. Huh? I heard it out of my own. Yeah. Bless my heart. I said, yeah, we need that. It goes along with to obey. It's better than sacrifice. To hearken, better than the fat of rams. Talks about rebellion. And what is rebellion? Stubbornness. Yeah, you're talking, idolatry, witchcraft. You all understand that rebellion is witchcraft? What is rebellion? That's not obeying, you know. You know, the law of God written in our hearts tell us what we need to do. And we purpose not to do it. I mean, purpose not to do it. Not that we trip up. You know, there are those that sought occasion to betray Jesus. They sought occasion to, you know. If something gets in the way and we can't get here, that's one thing. But we purpose in our heart, I'm not going to be there. That's witchcraft. Any such rebellion is witchcraft. Stubbornness, idolatry, that's some other god you got. And God don't play that. Don't you know your stubbornness is idolatry? Everybody in here know that. But we don't move like that. See what I mean? That's hypocritical. And it's deadly. We need the fear of God. And God will have to give it us. And if we earnestly desire it, he will. But I don't hear much of that. You know, I go to the prayer house. I don't hear much. I'm right here. I don't hear much of it. I don't hear much of folk saying, Lord, let your fear be upon us. We certainly don't move like that, because when we're instructed, we won't obey. We don't, you know, make an honest move. You know, we may miss the mark, but we should be aiming. You know, if we're not even aiming, we're not seeking God's fear upon us. And if we would submit to our brother, we'd have to do it in the fear of the Lord. So we need God's fear in order to obey his commandments. Amen. Nor being warned of God, his thing not seen it yet. He moved with fear. And all that God commanded him, so did he. Obedience. Abraham was told to get up, get out. He got up and got out, not knowing. He obeyed God. He said, take your only son and offer him up. Abram went out to offer him up. And Abraham's belief was that whatever God promised, he remembered what God promised. And he said, this commandment from God will not prevent God from doing his promise. You understand? God won't give us commandment that's going to null and void his promise.
Right.
The promises of God are sure.
Yes.
So we don't have to say, well, I can't be obedient because. No.
Right.
Whatever God promised, he's able to perform.
Yes.
So what you do in obedience,
amen,
will not make void God's promise. Well, that's why we're obedient. We think that we're going to suffer loss. Disobedient. We think we'll suffer loss. You understand? If we don't move with the fear of God, we will suffer loss. A loss we won't be able to recover from. Of course, we need the fear of God upon us to receive that. Not much going on. So I exhort you. I exhort us. We need to earnestly seek God for some fear. We could say to fear God and keep his commandment is the whole duty of man. Could we say it like that? That goes with, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God. This is your reasonable service. Sacrifice. Yielded vessel. Ain't no self-will in that. Ain't no self-will in that. Oh, this is what I know. It's here, my Lord. What would you have me to do? There is something he would have you to do. And he is telling you. So we have no, we can't, well, God's not telling me what I should do. We lie on God. Everything that we need for life and godliness, everything that pertains to life and godliness, he gives us. He withholds no good thing from us. Yeah, we have instructions. Yes, we do. We can't, oh Lord, we don't know what to do. We lie. We can say we're stubborn. We're rebellious. We have no fear. But we can't say, you're not telling me. That's about everything. In all the situation we got going on here, they all stem from our, you know, stubbornness and rebellion. Yeah, that's what, no matter what moves we make, you understand? That's what separates man from God, no matter what, you know, and that's what men do to try to work out their own salvation. You know, they try to make all these moves, but the only move you can make is surrender to God. That's the only salvation. And men try everything but that. And that's what's working here. We see what's going on. There are things being done, but we aren't doing what it takes to fix it. You understand? We aren't going to come up with legislation to fix it. Board resolution, none of that. That won't fix what's going on. We need some folk willing to let it be fixed. That's where we need to start. We need to pray corporately. We need this fear. Let your fear be upon us. Spare thy people, O God. See what I mean? Yeah, he'll hear your humble cry. He'll help you. When we pray according to his will. If we pray according to his will, he hears. And if he hears us, we have the petition that we have desired of him. Amen. You know he wants us to be fearful. Not of man, but have the fear of God. Everybody know that this is the will of God. Yes. What God requires is that we consent to that. You know, that's why we pray. Yes. Sure it is. We won't get nothing being opposed to God or opposite from God. When we agree with God, then we have power with God and favor with God. Are you going to agree that he's Lord, but that you shouldn't do things decently in order? You know, especially when you're entreated day by day and hour by hour. I do make entreaty, you know. Come on, I say, let us walk together. Let us gather together. Let us worship. Let's lay aside every... Don't I entreat you? Is it right for me to do it? Well, let us do it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let it be, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
So we heard the word judgment several times. It's required. It's required. And we do make judgments. I mean, folk that don't show up here, they make judgments. You know that, don't you? Not good judgments, not right judgments, but you know, there's nothing wrong with making judgments. We must do that.
Amen. Thank you.
We can't say, well, you know, Brother Stair said, and we're not doing it. You see, so we're all making judgments. While we say, well, we shouldn't make judgments. Well, we won't live without making judgments. I read in the scripture that God's looking for somebody who understands judgment, who will execute judgment. Yeah, he is. He's still looking. Huh? Some that will plead the cause of the poor and the needy. Huh? Yeah. Not to justify the wicked in his wickedness. No. Well, the other lamentation is, you know, I preach this and we all maintain, or most of us, it's the truth. But then we have the opposition right in your face. I lament that. That's lamentable. That, I mean, the naked, barefaced truth. There's something that prevents that. Yeah, man, that's the truth. The Syrophoenician woman said, truth, Lord, truth, Lord. Huh? It's hard to pull that out of some of us. And we should rejoice in the truth, acknowledge the truth, love the truth, walk in the truth. See what I'm saying? We think there's things more important than that. This is the truth now. Can you find some way to acknowledge it? You know, all these things will be manifest. If we walk in the light, you understand, and we just don't have fellowship, you understand? We don't have that true fellowship. Because our fellowship is with the Father. We are children of God.
Amen.
And Jesus Christ. We don't have fellowship with God apart from Jesus. No, we don't. We have nothing from God apart from Jesus.
Amen.
And we have nothing with our brother apart from Jesus. And in Jesus, we have no discord with the brother. I mean, when we walk in Christ, we have fellowship. We don't have division. We don't have discord. You know, in Christ. And that means just doing right. You know, even if you do wrong. You know, if we have some remorse. I remember standing before commanders. You know, I was a leader, so I had soldiers. Whenever they would call on the carpet, I was there with them.
Amen.
You know, maybe put in a word for him or whatever. How is he working? Late every day. Can't tell him nothing. Mess up everything. Or good soldier. He good soldier. He does a good, you know, whatever. And this is all taken into account. And then, of course, the soldier's demeanor. You know, whether he got his, you know, yeah. Or if he, yes, sir. Even before the judge, I mean, these things are, no. Oh, we don't see much remorse and repentance around here. All the grave things that have been done. Which should be some remorse about, you know, absenting ourselves. We don't have it. Should be some remorse about doing things without authorization. We don't have it. You see what I'm saying? So this is where what we have to get to. All that we're doing, we have to work toward that. It's one thing for me to steal from you and go boast about it. Another thing for me to steal from you and weep bitterly. You understand? There's a difference. We don't have much weeping bitterly in all that's been done. A place of repentance, but they don't want it. This is arrogance, stubbornness, rebellion, witchcraft, idolatry. We shouldn't condone it. Jesus Christ doesn't. We shouldn't give place to it. We shouldn't enhance it. If we do, we're partakers. We might act like, well, I've done nothing, but if we ain't responding righteously, we've done something. So in light of something, all that's done, this is my righteous response. I believe this is my righteous response. Doesn't stop here, but this is a righteous response. You know, not to act like, well, it's been done, but well, you know, you do it too. You know, we can't, we all sinners. We can't use that as an excuse not to reprove, not to rebuke, not to expect some repentance. Come on. Oh, we're all sinners. We don't need to repent. No, we're all sinners. We need to repent. Not, well, you do it too. Come on, saints. Praise the Lord. All right. I think judgment. Yeah. He's the God that executes judgment. We understand that. Aren't you glad about it? Of course, his judgment is that we should dwell together in unity. Huh? What do you think?
Amen.
No? We can't seem to come together on that one. Yeah, it is very sad. Very sad. Very sad. Well, Pastor Rice, if you would just pack up your bags and leave, that wouldn't do it. That wouldn't do it. That's what I, you know, that's the spirit I get. Well, if you just get out of our way, that would not do it. If I thought it was God's will, I'd do that. I'm looking for the kingdom. If I thought it was God's will for me to do that, I'd do it. But I know, you know, that wouldn't fix anything. Because it was here before I got here. Absolutely. We got folk that won't acknowledge that. Even though it's right in their face. It's what you call that pink elephant, huh? Pastor Rice brought all this stuff. Not so. Like Brother Joe said, he said, I thank you, Pastor Rice, for, you know, waiting with the saints there. Now, he got some kind of discernment because that's what I'm doing.
Right.
I'm here waiting with the saints.
Right.
Endeavoring to do my part. Not to take away from your part. No, 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 no. Don't use that as an excuse. We may have, may differ on what my part is, but I'll have to obey God rather than man. You understand that? I can't just go with what you say. Well, I don't believe that's your part, Pastor. That's not good enough. We ought to have a few witnesses. And the Father bears witness, and I bear witness. Spirit bears witness. So, some don't agree because it challenged their idols. You know. But we can't have idols and have a right relationship with God. What's your other lamentation, Pastor Rice? Well, all my pouring out in my heart like this seems to be not effect. I know God will do what he needs to do. But when you look on it, it's just like, my God. Why can't I get, you know, why won't somebody come on board and, you know, this is truth. This is not deception. This is what you know in your own heart, in your mind. There's a right reaction, though, you know. Huh? If I've got my kid here misbehaving, I don't need to be worrying about your kid over there. I need to make sure I get this one in line. If I got a friend or anybody I have influence or sway with, maybe I should try to work with them instead of Pastor Rice. You see what I mean? Take care of our own sphere first. Clean up your own house. Everybody I have sway with, I work with them. And I try to influence them in the way of God. Is that how you do with everyone you have influence over? It is required, you know. Otherwise, you're going to put them above God. You know, like there was one in the Bible that he had two sons. What was his name?
Eli.
He put them above God. And that's what some are doing here with what's going on. They won't reprove them. They reprove me by not showing up, by not responding right, but not agreeing with me. They reprove me, but they don't reprove what needs to be reproved. Remorse? No, can't get none. Somebody falling on their face and say, yeah, that's right, Pat. No, can't get it. Can't get it. It would be a righteous response. God's word always is a call to repentance. God will that no man perish, but that all would come to repentance. Even have no pleasure in the death of the wicked. Yeah, God hath to suffer to make the vessels fitted to destruction. Yeah, that comes out of his own. It's not without cost. Now, some of us take pleasure on mishaps on others. God doesn't do that. He take no pleasure in the depth of the no pleasure. No pleasure. With much long suffering, he prepared these vessels that he was going to destroy. And the cause of that was for you vessels of mercy. We just don't respond right, though. All that God paid, you know, all that, you know, we just don't respond righteously. And if somebody tried to say we should, we shouldn't run around. We shouldn't clap our hands. Get out of here. Please. Please. With all that God has done, we aren't going to praise him too much. We aren't going to be animated too much. No, we're not. I don't have 100% with that, though, but I'm still telling the truth. Yeah, he's worthy of all the praise, all the glory. And he's definitely worthy of obedience and reverence and godly fear. Yeah, we should serve him with reverence and godly fear. Yeah, that's how we do it. Godly fear. Not fear of man.
No.
Not fear of not getting my way.
Right.
Huh? Fear of God. Godly fear. We don't have so much of that. We got other things. We fear you might get this from me or that. Come on, we don't fear being estranged from God, separated from the body, so in discord. Gender and strife, we don't fear about that. Or we've got soldiers that don't want to get their clothes dirty. You know what I mean? Well, I'm out. Here I am. I'm a soldier for Jesus. Fight with my might. Some don't want to fight. You know, they want to not say nothing, not do nothing. Huh? We all have a part to do. There's a righteous response for everybody. Doing nothing is not one of them. Shirking your responsibilities, being AWOL, that's not, We need to show up for duty. If we're going to help the cause. Now, probably they feel they're helping the cause, but they're deceived. This will not. We got to have the dialogue. We have to suffer along with each other. We can't just say, well, my God, they're so far off the mark, I got to leave. God don't do that. He said, I'll never leave you. And we are far off the mark. But he said, I'll never leave you. Are we going to exalt ourselves above God? Oh, they're so far above out of the way and off the mark, I can't fellowship with them. You know that's what's going on, don't you? We have a better way, better knowledge. We can do it without them. Well, what God has for us to do, we can't do without the body. When we're without the body, we're in transgression. Yeah, when we are without the body, we're in transgression. Everybody's not convinced. As much as we could help when we should help, we won't do it. We don't understand that sin too. Him that knoweth to do it right. He that knoweth to do right and doeth it not, that's transgression. Well, can you be forgiven? If you acknowledge it's wrong. No, you can't get forgiven the other way. You say, well, it's right for me to do this. There's no forgiveness in that. If you acknowledge, yeah, I should be saying amen. I should show some agreement. I should rejoice in the truth. Then fine. But if you say no, no, no. That is how they do it. So there's some saying, well, I'll just be quiet and this will go away. Well, what we need to do is fight. We'll have to fight to the end. We aren't going to fight and say, well, Yeah, we're in the battle no matter what we do. We can war good warfare, we cannot war good, but we are in the war. We're in this flesh, we're in this time, and yeah, that, nothing we can do about that. You might say, oh, you know, if I was in the former days, the preacher said we shouldn't inquire like that. You know, this is the time the wise God put us in. This is the people he chose for us to go through him. Yeah. We're God's choice. We shouldn't fight against that. We should work with that. I know Pastor Rice, he's a hard booger, but, you know, it's God's choice, so that's the right response. No? You don't understand that that's how I have to do it. We think it's different, don't we? Huh? You know, there's things I don't like. I don't like the way you shake hands. Well, the things I don't like, too. It won't keep me from loving you, though. You all understand? There's things that perturb you. There's things that perturb the other fellow. Y'all don't know that? Praise the Lord, saints. All right, so we're almost done here. Glory, glory, glory. I believe I've done and said what God would have me to do at this time. It is how I operate. I hope y'all pray for me like that. That's how I pray for you all. You know, my prayer is that we would receive these good instructions. I mean, these are good instructions. I mean, real good. Anybody that loves Jesus should say, yeah, I like that. But there's some, oh, no, we don't like that. That's wicked, you know. Yeah, brother.
Can I give you a scripture God gave me this morning?
Let's have it.
Maybe it'll answer your question. You said they should. Oh, your last lamentation is,
but they are. Now, as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the...
Amen. Reprobate. That's quite a word. Now, maybe some are offended because... he read the scripture. You know that's not right, don't you? Some are offended because I speak the word. That's not right. That's just not right. Now let me say this. Brother Kurt there, he don't have much patience or compassion or whatever for folk that have left here to preach on the broadcast. He don't. I don't care. If they tell the truth, I rejoice in it.
Yes.
Kurt say, them boogers left here, I don't want them on there. I'm not like that. I can rejoice in the truth that you tell. Yeah, that's the only way. Come on, you can. Well, you know, Dennis said that. That's foolish. But that's what we have here. I speak the truth. When I stand up here, I speak, but folk don't do it because I'm the one speaking it. Or God is speaking it through me. If you speak the truth, brother, well, come on. Y'all know that's part of the problem, don't you? Not the jackass I like. You know, he's not the jackass of my choosing. You know that, don't you? But of course, all the jackasses that were sent, God's folk mostly refused them. Oh, they did? It's hard to find one to their own liking. If he's to their own liking, he's no good for God. And you walk in your own liking, you're no good for God. We're esteemed doing what we want to do above surrendering to God. You know we do. We like to pass it off as, you know, we're doing this unto God. There's no man seeking his own that's doing something for God. When we're doing something for God, we're seeking his glory. And we don't mind presenting it to them. We don't have to do it in a corner behind their back without authorization, without proper procedure or none of that.
Right.
You know, if we're doing it for God, you see what I'm doing for God? I do it in front of everybody. Of course, it's not received, but still, I'm not doing it in a corner. I'm doing it, I'm striving lawfully. Even though it's rejected, I'm doing it lawfully. See, no blood. Huh? Good conscience. Toward all men. I've done nobody wrong. Taken nothing from any man? No, I haven't. I've been charged, but I haven't. I do receive what God gives me. And I try to work faithfully with it, whatever God gives me. Yeah, my influence, I try to use it for God's glory. I don't try to tear down the other man's influence. Or not. No, I don't. If I've got some influence with you, I'm going to turn you toward God. I'm going to encourage you to obey. Be at peace. Follow peace. Yeah, I am. That's what I'll do with my influence. I'm not going to say this, Brother. You love Brother Dennis. Treat him like a brother. Do the same with all your brethren. Don't be discourteous, disrespectful to anybody. Follow peace with all men. Now, would you do the same for me? Huh? Now, would you do the same for me? Say, follow peace with Pastor Ray. Well, we have the opportunity. Either way, I'm going on. Nevertheless. Hallelujah. Why won't we receive this truth? I mean, this is really good truth. Come on, saints. Let's walk in this light. As he is in the light and have this fellowship one with another. We won't accomplish any good thing by murmuring and complaining. No, we'll accomplish them, but not good things. Tail bearing. No. Sowing discord. Gender and strife. We won't get the good stuff with that. It's not a righteous response. God has enabled me, you know. It was up to me. I'd sit in my chair. All right, Sister Dan, you got a testimony?
Yes, sir. Yesterday, some things were said that brought back to my remembrance the way it was done in Oklahoma. Every morning we had preaching just like this, one-on-one. Our faults, our everything was brought to light, and we learned to love the truth, receive the truth, and there were times when we missed it, but it was for all of us. We all knew what each other was going through. 9 times out of 10, we were going through it too. But one of the things that drew us the most together was we always knew everything. Brother so-and-so's got an appointment at 9 o'clock. The sisters are going to can such and such. We're going to make a big purchase. We're going to get a carport and cement for the mechanic. And that was a major deal for us. We're going to run drainage pipe so the house doesn't flood. We need to take the cow to the vet. Check a foot. Don't care what it was. We all knew about it. We knew what was going on with the brothers, where they were working, what they were doing. They reported, told us things. If there was a concern, something that needed fixing or whatever, it was all brought out at that time. So we all knew. And we were all involved because we were a body and a family. And it was no big I's and little U's. We were one. And that's why we have that closeness and that love that Christ wants for all of us. We're all overcomers. And I believe that that oneness shown in this dining hall can make it that way in Christ. Maranatha.
Hallelujah. Now we understand that many times when I was done preaching, folk didn't want to talk to me. Y'all understand that, don't you? Hallelujah. Yeah, I was sort of put in the doghouse for a while. Y'all know that. Didn't prevent me though. We still work the works of righteousness. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All right, Brother Harvey, we got to pray today. Amen. You willing, brother? All right, then you're able. Glory, glory.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Give me an opportunity. I just want to say something God put on my heart. And I know it's the love of Christ in me. Brother Marilyn, Christ, he loves you, brother. He loves you, brother. Dennis, Christ loves you. Brother Jay, Christ, he loves you. He loves everybody. I know it's not my love, but I felt it when he comes to the door. God got so much mercy and grace upon his people. He wants us to be together, Lord. Let's come together, brother. Let's end the strife and the division. It's not worth it. It's not worth going to hell for. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. We need help to come together, Lord. Help us, Lord, to repent, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, he loves us so much. He, despite our rebellion and our stubbornness, he loves you. He loves you. I want to tell you that. I want to tell you, brothers, that even though y'all doing stuff, but he still loves you. He still loves you. What mercy he got upon all of us. Thank you, Lord. He could have wiped us out a long time ago. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy and grace, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for putting the love of Christ in me, Lord. That's not me, Lord. No, it's not me, Lord. It's you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I don't feel no bitterness, nothing. Even though brothers do the thing they do, even though they do it, Lord, that do. Hey, Lord, I don't feel no type of bitterness, no type of vengeance, nothing in my heart. Nothing, Lord, shall separate me from the love of God, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Keep that love going in my heart, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for helping me. I need that love of God, Lord, to love you, Lord, because you first loved me, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for loving us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to come together, Lord. Help us to rebuke that lying devil, Lord. It's the devil. Help us, Lord, not to give place to a liar and a murderer, Lord. You want us to be divided, Lord. Lord, be divided. We fall, Lord. Help us, Lord, to come together each and every day, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for everything you have done, Lord. You are so good, Lord, so gracious, Lord, so merciful, Lord. I can't even count how many times, Lord, you have delivered us, Lord, our horrible pit, Lord. Everybody gone through trials and affliction, Lord, pain in our body, Lord, pain everywhere, Lord, but many are the affliction of the righteous, Lord, but you shall deliver us out of them all, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You have brought us, Lord, to a place of crucifixion, Lord, to crucify our flesh, Lord, to deny ourselves, Lord, to take up our cross, Lord. So many distractions, Lord, upon us, Lord. So many things, Lord, coming to our mind, Lord, and the battle starts from the mind, Lord, and we must rebuke those things, Lord, that come in our mind, Lord. Help us, Lord. We have the power, Lord, over all the powers of the enemy, Lord. Help us not to forget it. Help us. We got the spiritual weaponry, Lord. Help us to use it, Lord. Help us to use it, Lord, to cast down every imagination, Lord, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Help us, Lord, to You brought us here, Lord, to serve one another, Lord, to suffer with one another, Lord, not to take shortcuts, not to seek our own, Lord, but to seek the things of others, Lord. That must take effort, Lord. We all know, Lord, that our flesh don't want to do anything, Lord, that God tells us, Lord, but I crucify this flesh each and every day, Lord, that I will do your will, Lord, despite, Lord, because all the things you have done for me, Lord, all the things that you have done for us, Lord, you are worthy to be praised, Lord. You said, let everything that has breath, praise the Lord. That's everything, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. We owe our allegiance, Lord. You owe our life, Lord. You owe our whole life, Lord, not half of us. You want all of us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to give it all, Lord. You want it all, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And continue, Lord, to strengthen us. You are our strength, Lord. Help us, Lord. Ask you, Lord, forgive us at the body. I speak for the God. But body, Lord, help us. Forgive us, Lord, for our rebellion, Lord. Forgive us, Lord, for not responding right, Lord. Forgive us, Lord, for our lack of repentance, Lord. Ask you, Lord. You said, ask and it shall be given, Lord. Seeking you shall for knocking to be open, Lord. I ask you to help us, Lord. We ask for godly wisdom, Lord. Give us wisdom, Lord. Give us that fear of the Lord, Lord. Give us, Lord. Fill us, Lord, with the fear of the Lord, Lord, so we can obey you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Help us, Lord. Thank you for Pastor, Lord. Thank you for Brother Stella. We strengthen them, Lord. Anoint them with fresh oil, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for Brother Spencer. Anoint them with fresh oil, Lord. Keep us strong, Lord. Keep us together, Lord, no matter what, Lord. Help us, Lord, to keep the faith, Lord, and lay hold the things on eternal life, Lord. We know that we are in a wall. Lord, we are in a wall. Help us, Lord, to overcome sin, the flesh, and the devil. Lord, this is not a joke. This is not a playground. Lord, each and every day, Lord, we got to go through these things, Lord. We got to go through these trials and tribulations, Lord. I thank you for the trials and tribulations, Lord, so we won't get complacent, Lord. Keep us on our toes, Lord. Let us know there are walls ahead. Right now, Lord, is a wall. Help us, Lord. We must help us to back our brother, sister, in the wall, Lord, to pray for each other, Lord, to stand fast. Lord, we got to stand fast because we are your witnesses, Lord. Thank you. We represent you, Lord. Help us, Lord, to be true ambassadors of you, Lord. We all, Lord. Help us to represent you well, Lord. I know we come up short, Lord. All have sinned, Lord, falling short of the glory of God. I ask you, forgive those who have trespassed against us, Lord. We forgive those who we have trespassed against, Lord. We do a lot of things, Lord. Help us, Lord, to maintain our integrity, Lord, knowing that you are the author and the finish of our faith, Lord. You will subdue our iniquities, Lord. Who is a God like unto thee, Lord? There is none like you, Lord. You will do what you say you'll do, Lord. You cannot lie, Lord. Thank you. Help us, Lord, to be that living sacrifice each and every day, Lord, holy and accepted unto God, which are reasonable service, Lord. We can do it because you said your word, Lord, shall not return unto you void, Lord, but shall accomplish what its purpose is to do, Lord. That only by your word, Lord, this is the whole duty of man, Lord, to fear you and keep your command, Lord. Help us to walk in that godly fear, Lord. We need it, Lord. We lack it in fear, Lord. I'll put my whole hand on the chopping block, Lord. Help us, Lord. We shall be shaking, Lord, with fear and trembling, Lord. Help us, Lord. Let it be upon us, Lord, every day, every hour, Lord. Help us, Lord, to work out our own salvation, Lord, with fear and trembling, Lord. It starts with us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Purge us, Lord. Cleanse us, Lord. Sanctify us, Lord, to be a vessel, Lord, unto you, Lord, for your purpose, Lord, for your work, Lord, that you have done, Lord. You say you'll build your church and the gates of hell won't prevail against, Lord. We are not battling against flesh and blood, Lord, but against principalities, Lord, against powers, against the root of doctrines of the world, against spiritual wicked and high place. We are battling against these things, Lord. I battle against them, Lord. I got to shut them down. Sometimes, Lord, I give it too much place, Lord. I put my own head on the chopping block, Lord. Help us, Lord, to give no place to the devil, Lord. Help us, Lord, to submit to one another, Lord, to fear God, Lord, but we must first submit to you, Lord, and resist the devil, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Help us, Lord, to recognize the thought, obey them, Lord, that have the rule over us. Help us, Lord, to walk in total obedience, Lord. You learn obedience, Lord, by the thank you, what you suffer, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. This lot of affliction, Lord, is but for a moment work for us, a far more eternal weight of glory, Lord. These are nothing, Lord. These light afflictions are nothing, Lord. It can't even be compared to eternity, Lord. And we now, we the sons of God, Lord, not appear where we shall. It does not appear. I know it does not appear, not even feel, Lord, but help us, Lord, not to walk by sight of feeling, but we walking in a faith, Lord. You have given us faith. Help us, Lord, not to waste our talents, Lord, on foolish things. Help us, Lord. I know many distractions, Lord. Help us, Lord, to keep our mind on things above, Lord, not on the things of this earth, Lord, for we are dead with you, Lord. You say we dead, you shall live with you, Lord. You say we suffer with you, shall reign with you, Lord. All these things are true, Lord. You cannot, Lord. Help us to hold on, Lord, to the end, Lord. We are at the end of these things, Lord, and we need each other, Lord. Help us, Lord, not to separate ourselves, Lord. Help us, Lord, not to be given over, Lord, to an evil heart of unbelief, Lord, and departing from you, Lord. Help. I don't want to depart. I need you, Lord.
Need you, Lord.
I can't, Lord. We all need you, Lord. We can't live without you, Lord. You are our life, Lord. Thank you, G. We need each other, Lord. We are the family of God, Lord. We should talk about each other, Lord. Have that dialect, Lord, to talk things out, like, as a family. We are the family of God, Lord. Help us, Lord. Break the yoke, Lord. Break the bondage, Lord. Satan, Lord, have put on the minds of your people, Lord. Break it, Lord. In the mighty name, break every yoke, Lord, off their mind, Lord. Help us, Lord, to be, you call us, Lord, to be true worshipers, Lord. You are seeking such, Lord. And we know, Lord, that Satan is seeking true worshipers too, Lord, to worship him. And we will not worship him, that lying devil, Lord. We will worship you, Lord. You are worthy, Lord, to be praised and worshiped each and every day. Never too much, Lord. We gave our life, help our Lord to lay down our life, Lord, and worship you, Lord, to the day we die. Even after we die, Lord, we shall be worshiping you for eternity, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We are in a feast of tabernacles, Lord. Tabernacle with you, Lord. Each and every day, Lord. Let us tabernacle with you, Lord. Let us tabernacle together with our brothers and sisters and worship together, Lord, and have that holy dialect, Lord, and minister grace into the hills, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your word of truth. Thank you, Lord, for the word that we receive, no matter how we feel, Lord, no matter what we think, Lord, the word is true, Lord. Help us, Lord, to receive that seed, Lord, to go on, Lord, and to tend the ground, Lord, in our heart, Lord. Help us, Lord, tenderize our heart, Lord, yes, in the mighty name to give us, Lord, deliver us, Lord, from that heart flesh, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Help us, Lord, to go on, Lord, to carry the torch, Lord. We are entering into the kingdom, Lord, the kingdom age, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We are tabernacled you each and every day, Lord, is a new day of grace, Lord, a new day of mercy, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up. Thank you for my brother and sister. I pray, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. For all my brothers here and around the world, Lord, everybody is a contributor. Lord, help us, Lord, to be willing and obedient, Lord. You say we be willing and obedient, Lord, we shall eat the good of the land, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for you are so good, Lord. Thank you, Lord, we have nothing to complain about, Lord. Everything is true, Lord, and we steady, Lord. Looking for your coming, Lord. And we are standing here, Lord, and suffering with each other, Lord. And we are all part of the body, Lord, suffering and going through trials and tribulation, Lord, and doing anything. Help us, Lord, to encourage one another, Lord, and know that it's not us, Lord. It's all about you, Lord. It's all about the body, Lord. Help us, Lord, to look on each other thing, Lord, not ourselves, Lord. We know, Lord, that in his flesh, Lord, dwelleth no good thing, Lord. Everything is wicked, Lord, profuse, Lord. Help us, Lord, to abhor ourselves, Lord. Each and every day, Lord. Nothing good in the only thing that we have as good as you, Lord.
Yes.
You are the rock of our salvation. That's the only thing I know, Lord, that you never fail, Lord. You never fail me, Lord. We have failed many a time, Lord, but you never fail, Lord. You are our confidence, Lord, and our rock, and we shall stand fast. Help us, Lord, to ask you, Lord, to strengthen those that are weak in the faith, Lord. Strengthen them, Lord. Strengthen those, Lord, who are struggling in their minds, Lord, who are trying to live their life. Here, Lord, is over, Lord. You say he that seek to save life shall lose it, Lord. Help us, Lord, to lose our life in Christ, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So many, Lord, are distracted, Lord. So many are discouraged, Lord. So many. Help us, Lord, to strive, Lord, to seek your perfect will, Lord, each and every day, Lord. You are the author and our finisher of our faith, Lord. And what you begin, Lord, you will finish it, Lord, and cut it short in righteousness, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything, Lord. Let us be thankful, Lord, not murmuring, complaining about everything. Thank you, Lord, for the opposition, Lord. Everything, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus, for everything, Lord. You work your perfect will, Lord. Nobody can resist your hand, Lord. You are in full control. Everything, Lord, no matter what goes on, Lord, you are the King of Kings, Lord, and the Lord of Lords, Lord. Satan can't do nothing without you, Lord. You are the ruler, Lord. He's nothing, Lord. He's beneath your feet, Lord. Thank you. He's beneath our feet, Lord. You have given us the power. Lord, we got the power. Help us, Lord, to exercise this spiritual weaponry, Lord, you have given us, Lord. Thank you. Lord, help us to put on a whole armor, God. We are in a war, Lord, for our souls. This is so serious, Lord. This is so serious, Lord. This is not a game, Lord. This is not a joke, Lord. Help us, Lord. Deliver us, Lord, from our nonchalant. Lightness, Lord, no, being nonchalant, Lord. Help us, Lord. Give us that sense of urgency, Lord, in our hearts, Lord. Help us, Lord, to move, Lord, with fear and trembling, Lord, each and every day, Lord. I know you will do it, Lord. We ask for it, Lord. Help us, Lord, to be of a broken and a contrite heart, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for you drawing near to those broken and contrite heart, Lord. Even in, with this man, where I look to him, the broken heart, Lord, and tremble at my word. Help us, Lord, to tremble at your word, Lord, of the Holy Ghost. It's not the work of a man, Lord, but it's the work of the Holy Ghost, Lord. Help us, Lord. We need you, Lord. And we need each other, Lord. We can keep this thing together, Lord. And love each other, Lord. You say we can do it, Lord. You put the love in us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to exercise these things, Lord. Help us, Lord, to pray for our enemies, Lord. They need it, Lord. And we need it, Lord, to be praying for each other, Lord. Lift each other, edify one. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you for edifying us. Thank you for strengthening us. Thank you, Lord. Sometimes we feel that we can't go on, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for helping us, Lord. Through the path, Lord. Using them, Lord, as a vessel of mercy, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the words of encouragement and strength, Lord. We need your strength, Lord. We need it, Lord. Desperately, Lord. We need you. We can't live without you, Lord. We couldn't even wake up without you, Lord. Imagine all the people that didn't wake up. Billions of people, Lord, didn't wake up, went into eternity. Lost, Lord. This is serious, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up, Lord, so we got opportunity to serve one another, to serve one another with love, to edify one another, to minister grace unto one another. Not finding fault against each other, but loving one another, forgiving one another. That's the way of you, Lord, and to endeavoring, Lord, to keep the unity of the faith in a bond of peace, Lord, coming together, Lord, and being at one voice, Lord, together, Lord, we shall be caught up together. Everything is together, Lord. We are the family of God. We shouldn't be separated. Us family should be in love, long suffering to each other. Forbearing one another in love. Be kind, gentle to one another. That's the way, the Christian way. That's the way you walk the walk. Thank Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you. We are in a feast of tabernacle. We are tabernacling with you, Lord, and we shall tabernacle you for eternity. Help us, Lord, to fight this good fight of faith. It's a good fight, Lord, to lay hold on eternal life, Lord. Each and every day. Help us, Lord, to keep our armor on, Lord. Each and every day, Lord, put on a helmet of salvation, that breastplate of righteousness, Lord. Let our line be girded by our truth, Lord, and let our burn, let our feet be shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, Lord. For thy word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path, Lord. Let us take that sword of the Spirit, Lord, which is the word of God. For the word of God is quick, powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the body and soul, the soul and spirit, and the joints, marriage, the stirring of thoughts, and tears of the heart. And let us, above all things, take that shield of faith, that we may be able to quench all the fiery dust of the wicked. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done, Lord. We are waiting on your coming, Lord, and we are waiting on your return, Lord. And help us, Lord, to stay steadfast in the faith, Lord, to the end, Lord. We know that you are the author and the finish of our faith, Lord, the King of kings, Lord of law, Lord. Who can withstand your hand, Lord? You are with us, Lord. You said you'll never leave us nor forsake us, Lord. And we hold on to that. Help us, Lord, to be those true witnesses, Lord. We should overcome them by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimony, Lord, to your coming, Lord. Maranatha.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Maranatha, the Lord is coming. Amen. Lord bless you, saints.